Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, the good thing about traveling down to Grand Isle to get these reports on Saturday mornings, there's no traffic. I don't see any traffic headed down there this time. Not much, anyway. Let's talk to Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, you got a traffic report from Grand Isle this morning?
Yeah, Don, you don't have to worry about getting a brake job before your trunks won't be hitting very often.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, but there are a few diehards that go down there, and they really enjoy this time of year down there, the holiday season.
Oh, Don, look, we especially that side of the road fishing, man, look, that's not something you're just going to show up and do. It's not something you're just going to show up and expect to, you know, get your 15 trout and be gone in an hour. Unless you spend some time learning where the drop-offs are, where the sandbars are, where the pits are, you know, where the deep holes are, it's truly a fishing, and it's truly, you know, it's fishing, not catching most days. And then when you do find them, it turns into a bonanza. But it's truly a day you're going to go down there, and you're going to invest some time and some knowledge into your fishing expertise.
Absolutely. Well, what would you suggest? Excuse me, if somebody's headed down there this weekend, given the conditions we got, probably a little breezy down there. Got a wide tide range, 1.5 foot movement down there. I guess the old find the bait and find the clean water.
Well, yeah, and sometimes that's hard to do this time of the year. But I mean, there hadn't been a whole lot of boat traffic this week at all with the weather that we've been having, and I don't anticipate there's a whole lot coming down. I mean, I peeked at the forecast this morning. They still got small craft advisories out and predicting 15 to 20 all weekend. It's nowhere near that right now. What's going to happen when the sun comes up? Who really knows? But blowing about 9, 10 miles an hour right now. Up and down the side of the road is going to be good. I mean, it's that time of the year. We're going to talk about it every week and, you know, all the way through the first of the year. There were the few boats that did hit the marsh this week had to go way up in the marsh and find some places and you know, just hide from the wind and the weather. This time of the year is a good time to good old stink crickets, the dead shrimp. Make sure you've got plenty of dead shrimp with you because you've always got your fallback. The few little white trout, you know, the few white trout that are still left in the marsh, then you've got your sheephead, your black drum, and your redfish. So there's always an opportunity to put a box of fish together. Sometimes finding the clean water, it's relevant this time of the year. It's you find cleaner water. A lot of times here this time of the year, it's looking for weirs at the end of canals, weirs at the pipeline intersections, that type of stuff. And that'll increase your redfish and your sheephead catch tremendously because they're looking for that structure to where they can find those little baby crabs and that bait that's remaining in the marsh.
Darryl, we enjoy such a liberal limit, you know, no size limit, no creel limit on sheephead. Do you think that's going to continue?
It's been a few years since I saw a sheephead survey. The last survey I saw showed that it was down just a little bit. But with the economics that we've got going on right now in our area, I don't see a whole lot of pressure on them. It is a commercial fish in Louisiana, so I mean, there's no commercial limit on it. I think they're pretty healthy, Don, and unless the recreational pressure and everything else turns heavy to it, I think we'll probably see that for a while to come.
How are they caught commercially? You know, the gill nets are not allowed, so there's just a handful of rod and reel commercial license holders still out there. How do they get into commerce? Shrimpers?
Well,
maybe? Do they come up as bycatch?
There's two ways. There's two ways, and bycatch is it's a catch-all. There are some rod and reel fishermen, and then the other way is they make, under the guise of bycatch, some of these net shops make these much larger nets where they, when I say larger, I mean larger squares in the nets where they can be pulled a lot faster. And under the term of bycatch, they're actually out there pulling shrimp nets looking for the black drum and the sheephead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know a lot of they run lines a lot of times for those black drum in certain areas, because that's also a fish that can be put in the commercial. But I don't know, just puzzling on how so many sheephead are harvested, because I know there's a lot of sheephead that's being sold in seafood markets and delis and grocery stores.
Yeah, Don, and when they pull these larger what they call fish nets for the sheephead, of course they're looking for deeper holes and stuff like that to where they can catch them, and they pull them a whole lot faster than what they would if they were shrimping. Look, it's no secret I've got commercial licenses too, and I think the last time I looked at selling a boatload of sheephead, I think they were running like 60 cents a pound on the hoof. It's you got to catch a lot of them to make any kind of profit on it.
Tough way to make a living. Well, Darryl, you make a living taking people fishing for fun. Tell them how to get you if somebody's interested in doing that.
Don, they can always find me on your site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on RealScreamers.com. Or the easiest way sometimes is just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. Especially this time of the year, we've always got plenty of time to talk fishing.
Very good. See you next week, Darryl. Thanks so much.